Report: Cuba running multiple espionage facilities potentially used by China to spy on U.S. by Christian K. Caruso on December 11, 2024. A report published by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, this week revealed previously unconfirmed information on four eavesdropping facilities in Cuba that China may be utilizing to conduct espionage on the United States. CSIS, a Washington-based think tank, detailed in the report that satellite imagery and open-source analysis offer an unprecedented look into these facilities and provide clues as to how they could be used to spy on sensitive communications and activities in the region. In a previous report released in July, CSIS detailed that the communist regime maintains four active bases located in Bajucal, El Salao, Weichai, and Calabasas, four locations that stand out as the most likely facilities to be supporting China's efforts to collect signals intelligence, SIGINT, on the region and spy on the United States. These sites have undergone observable upgrades in recent years, even as Cuba has faced increasingly dire economic prospects that have drawn it closer to China, CSIS stated. In light of these developments, the United States and its regional partners should carefully monitor China's growing role in Cuba, harden sensitive communications, and push for transparency to reduce the likelihood of miscalculation. CSIS explained that, according to satellite imagery from March reviewed by the think tank, the Bajucal facility is active and has been for some time. The base has at least five entrances to underground facilities reportedly built between 2010 to 2019. CSIS points out that it is difficult to determine what the facilities house from satellite imagery but, according to unconfirmed sources from Cuban defectors, the Bajucal base may be the headquarters of the Radio Electronic Brigade of Cuban Military Intelligence. A variety of antennas dot the grounds, and several have been moved as recently as January 2024. These include dish antennas, used mainly to intercept satellite communications, CSIS stated. CSIS explained that the location and characteristics of the instruments in Bajucal could enable the base to track satellites and intercept their downlink communications as well as potentially collect data on U.S. rocket launches from both the Kennedy Space Center and Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. Such information would give privileged insight into the flight paths and telemetry data of two of the primary sites where U.S. satellites are delivered into space, the report stated. Studying these launches, particularly those of SpaceX's Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy reusable first-stage booster rocket systems, is likely of keen interest to China as it attempts to catch up to U.S. space launch technology. The think tank explained that the smaller El Weichai base has gradually expanded over the past 20 years, going from having just one antenna in several small buildings in 2002 to a robust complex today featuring 12 antennas of various sizes, significant operations and support facilities, and a small solar power grid. The power grid, the report details, likely offers insurance energy to the base against Cuba's barely functional power grid, which has completely collapsed several times in recent months. No dish antennas are visible here, suggesting Weichai's purpose is primarily terrestrial signal interception and transmission. However, the variety of antennas present is a clear indication that Weichai is responsible for a reasonably complex and evolving SIGINT mission set, the report observed. CSIS explained that the Calabasas base represents the third major active SIGINT site on the outskirts of Havana and that, while declassified CIA information suggests the base served as a communication facility in the 1960s, it has received significant upgrades such as a larger solar farm than the one in El Weichai. The base features dish, vertical, and horizontal antennas that according to the report are likely collecting variegated intelligence. As at Bajucal, the dish antennas appear to be largely oriented southwards, potentially aimed at picking up transmissions from satellites in geosynchronous orbit over the equator, the report stated. Changes in the number and orientation of the antennas, however, show that Calabasas is diversifying the intelligence it collects. CSIS explained that unlike the other sites, Calabasas was not identified in any publicly available records as having ties with China, but reports allegedly obtained by CSIS from Cuban defectors situate this base squarely within the island's broader intelligence collection efforts. A Department of State spokesperson told Martino TCS on Tuesday that the U.S. government is monitoring very closely the growing Chinese military presence in Cuba. "This is something we've been monitoring very closely, and we've been very clear about it. We will protect our homeland and we will protect our interests, the spokesperson reportedly said. We assess that our diplomatic effort has slowed the People's Republic of China's PRC attempts to project and maintain its military power around the world. The PRC will continue to try to increase its presence in Cuba, and we will continue to work to disrupt it, the spokesperson continued. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.